Okay.
Just by way of introduction, let me tell you how I know the Rosh Kedel and what brings me here, because I think it might be an Egea. How I know the Rosh Kedel is from the Lakewood conferences, and I don't know if anyone knows, Mustama, you know, but in the, quite a few Rosh Kedel there, I think it's 60, 70. The raid there is that there's Rosh Kedel and there's Rav Lezhin. You want to know how to do it, ask for pleasure. It's not just me and Sroy, it's generally like Sroy, Aaron, but it's also amongst Rosh Kedelim. You wouldn't know that, I'm sorry. But I'm leaking it when you're here. But Lamai said, that's Matthias. It's like, I once stopped Sroy, I said, you know, I'm here for a short while. I was pumped in Lakewood. There was a time I was coming regularly. And I said, you know, I want to see a Kedel. I want to see how you guys do it. I've heard, I've met Rosh Kedel 5. I want to see, actually see. He said, you've got to go to North Miami Beach. But I'm here, you know, I'm often, when I'm in Lakewood, it's like for 4 days, 5 days, and if I'm staying for Shabbos, usually for a reason why I'm there for Shabbos, so it wasn't shaykh ever to fly out. It's more than an hour's drive to Miami, yeah. So you're like English musagim, you know, this, from the base of England to the top, to the, you know, what's it called, whatever, John O'Groats, top of Scotland. It's not New York to Miami, it's not. It's, so you have Musagim here that we just don't know on our little cute island out there, but it seems this is the place to be, so I'm glad to have had this opportunity. It was taka worth coming. It's probably, what did I see here? It's good. You pick up the vibe, you pick up the how it's going, you see the olam, it's kishmak, and I'm going back hopefully clearer and yeah, better idea of what we're trying to achieve. It's good. So shkeach for that. Yeah. What the maisa why I came was for a bris. Some of you I know well, and it's a strange thing to fly in for a bris. But he doesn't have any mishpacha here. Whatever, it's someone who can answer the question. The question is a pashta kasha. The question is, you ask any kid, who is Avram Avinu? Chesed Lavram. We said every morning, Voltsin. Chesed Lavram, Midas HaChesed. That's how we teach our kids from this age. You know, they come home with a picture of Avram Avinu as a tent, usually. It's an igloo, I mean, a wigwam, I mean, you know, like, they don't hold the shippuah, holim, lava, holim, whatever, but it was, and has four entrances and four different directions, and that's it, Avram Avinu, and the chesed. It's takeh mugzam, when the chesed is nirvoyim, a tongue, it has to give guests meat, but not stam meat, it has to be tongue. And a tongue, if you ever saw a tongue, you know, you buy a tongue whole, you usually buy pieces. When you buy a whole, we used to have a shvog in Australia, used to send us tongue. It's much cheaper there. So it comes to chefsa like this. That lasted 3 yontif meals, plenty of guests. Here, each eirech needs his own geschochten, whatever, eagle for it's mugzam, the chesed, the meirus, it's nifridi, taki gebaldi. Fine, that's Avram Avinu. But that is not how the Torah introduces us to Avram Avinu. Tayan se lech lecho. There's a chredishu kastim, it's a nishlar yitzgeret chumish, but the whole lech lecho, v'yir Hashem l'Avram, yam lech lecho, ma'arat chum alat lecho. There's Avram Avinu the Maimon, Avram Avinu is Mashpia Emunah, the Avram Avinu from the Rambam, in Avitz Chovim. That Avram Avinu, there's no chesed there. Maybe the chesed was the Echtimtzit to bring people in, it's the old Vikuach, it's the Kerel, Echtimtzit Kirov, Kirov, Echtimtzit Kirov, whatever, is the chesed that, if you don't see, that seer of Avram Avinu, you don't see it as the chesed. Here, in this week's parasha, he's 100 years old, and all of a sudden, oh, Avram Avinu is guest, and a lift, and a macht, and a tut chesed. It's interesting. That was the shayla. So you can imagine what the teretz was. Person, whatever. Shnekeh, I don't know what way. Yeah. Don't shnekeh achrech. Rambam brings a Rambam, Gom chudishtig Rambam. Rambam Meira, who talks about Nevuah, and he says quite a number of Nevuahs. That quite a number of Sipuri HaTorah that the Rambam says were only benevuah. Ayin Shom Rambam, it's got Marichus, but Loi the Rambam Kumtois, as the Fashid Nezachim, that the Torah says is a Sipur, or Be'etzim was only a Mar. And the Ramban is Mamish Stark, and he says, like this week's Sedrach, I mean, it was a Loi, it was also a Mar. So a Mar is a Geshmerk, I mean, teaches Gris of Zachim, so a Mar and Nevuah, but it's not going to get him out of stone. So the whole, like, and the lotion is, but It's not just the shaila of being maimin lashon hara, but even the shmiya. You're not giving me maimin is zeich shlecht. Also the shemom afke lahamim b'em. It's mamish. Don't get anywhere near this. The akeda. I'm not bucking akeda, but there's the odd piece I saw, and I even own a set. I was from Gruvitz since I'm Shiva. It was big into akeda. I mean, often when he speaks, he quotes an akeda, which is Stame Gilion, Lithuanian Rosh Yeshiva. It's just Stam. It's interesting because I once he learned the whole of akeda, you know, and pretty much knows it. Kedarke, akeda Malbim, not big Boki and Alinyan, but akeda Malbim pretty much is learned. They say when he was in yeshiva, I remember it was after the first year or when he started. I think it was after a year. He sat down ben Azmanim to learn Vayikra. After when he came to Brisk, for the first, either after or just before he started, he learned Vayikra and Tzav with Malbim. And Rosh Hashanah wants to learn Malbim, so when he goes through all the drushes, he's medactic every. So once I had a conversation with him. How long do we have?
3 o'clock.
So I asked him, does a young man, should he be learning Hashkofa? No, it's definitely a young man learning Hashkofa. Musa. Musa, I think he said from the Altar of Kelm that he used to go around this Medrash during Musa Seder. Anyone know Musa Seder is? It's a thing they used to have in Shivas before they closed down the concept. And it was three Svarim. Chibs Avavis, Shari Tshuva, Musa Shon. And that was it. Anything else, somebody was taking out Noch Tzadikim. I was talking about, you know, Ali Shor or Pachad Yitzchak. It had to be Musa Musa. Anything else, and it would softly close the safe. That was. So Musa, yeah, but Shkofa, you know, Shkofa. So I pushed a little bit. So what about things like Ramban Latir? Ramban Latir, Daf Mvisn. Let's say Pirshim Shnais, the Yisraelistic ones, like Domad Pirshim Shnais, Avada, and the ones in Sanhedrin, Avada, yeah. So, you know, all that's without Shkofa. I said, what about Akeda? It's a little bit of a difficult set. It's great to say this there. So, you don't need Ashkofa as long as you know the three classics. And the Rambam's Niyad Avada, Shuvah, and Chastayas, and say, I tell you one needs, and a little bit of Malbim, and Akeda on the side. And other than that, you don't need Ashkofa. I said, Kitta, if you know all that, who needs Michtam Elio? I think that's what he was saying. But it was a very galanta sefer. It was very, very popular. In Europe, before my grandfather told me when he was in Preshbog, that's what he learned. He learned, he finished Akeda. In the queue, they would wait, you know, the line, waiting for the lunch to be served. They used to wait outside, it sometimes took short. I mean, he learned Akeda during his years in Preshbog. I think he was there for 3 years, so he finished Akeda. I can't get through a piece. It's long, it's complicated. With the mefarish at the bottom, sometimes helps, sometimes makes it worse, whatever. When you don't have it, you don't really understand, so it's easier. But there's a few pieces I learned, and I was once in Manchester, in the shul there, and Alti had walked by, and he saw this bacha learning Akeda, and I raised from the Kalim, and he got me a set. He was so excited to see a bacha learning Akeda, so he gave me a long rant about this door, nobody learns it, because it's too long, and I want everything easy. You know, the old, I pressed the right button, so he bought me an Akeda. Akeda has an aura, and he says, Avada, 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 Shtit Ramban, Avada, Kipshita, Amzeta, Amazeta apostling chumish shteta meis. It's a meis. It's not a maranavu. But there's one exception, and that is pashut vayero. He says read the kipshuto and you run into trouble. Vayero elav Hashem beleinim mamre v'yoyishet peschayel chayim ayoyim. Interesting. Okay, that he was. I guess the mara must be shy to the fact that that's where he was sitting. What do you have to know that? So Rashi says atar. But Rashi being the taratz kashas. Why do I have to know where he was sitting? Chayim ayoyim. Rashi's busy with that. And Vayisayin of Vayav in Ishlish Sanoshim in the middle of Nevuah, right? I mean, and then comes who's he saying? Vayema Adoi, whatever. In Nomatsasi is a Chol, is a Kodesh. If it's Kodesh, it's unbelievable, right? Lishman Esra, and you say, Rabbi Shalom, sorry, I've got guests. I just, yeah, hopefully, you know, our phones are off to Lishman Esra, and you wouldn't even know. Vayar is in the middle of a Mar Nevuah. What are you doing in the middle of a maranavuah? Pashtus is echlishmish rabin. So it's nishba hokitz. So how in the middle of a maranavuah? But whatever it is, it's interesting. Rashi is busy with the kasha. So the akedah, shteito, So it's anders. Vayero elav Hashem beleinim mamre, and the mamre was vehu yeshiv pesach oil chaim ayoyim. And it says as after the whole Hashem oma amchasen meavrom, steht vayelich Hashem kashikil dabel avrom vavrom shavim koyim. So biz demult the mamre nevus. There's a beginning vayero elav Hashem. There's vayelich. I think it's pasuk bris kashikil dabel avrom shavim koyim. So there's a beginning. There's an end. And this is all a maranavu. So kids are avad, keep shooting me, set a sipur, don't come with me stories as a maranavu. I think it's a Rambam, gave me the Ramban, but this is an exception because of the Pasha Pshut Shalmikra. Yeah. I once said this to Rabban, and I realized it was a very bad mistake. It's not something to be repeated to Balabatim. They came over and they were all shaken up. That means, Rechap, the Akedah is not going with the Rambam, it's going with the Ramban. They felt like, oh, so it could all be stories. And then it was a scary because anything could be a story. I'm sure, you know, the Rashi and Tshuva brings this. Somebody had Avmin as Avram Avin was only a musik. Avram was Midas Chesed, and so you can imagine it. So you can imagine someone saying today, Sarah was a Midas, the Nukva of Midas Chesed, and together they produced a new musik called Yitzchak. And she says, where we come from, but the Rashi brings it, and it's Shtak Toikiv. But so it scared people off. So if you do say this in public, say it with care. I wasn't miserable enough when I said it then. So you're glad it's fine. But that was so. That's the Akedah. And the Shaila is what there's one big kasha, and he tells himself. The Akedah tells himself. If that's true, two things. One is what is all the detail? The Ramban has the kasha. The Bachalim bereiv tvarim, and Sarah's lost the ugois and Avram's rots. And why is that? But the emes is this kash is shver lekulam. Let's say Taka that for some reason the chesed of Avram is introduced at this stage in his life. For some reason, Teres don't even gal of the chesed of Avram when he turns 100 years old. But there's a big kash. So punk this meisa. This is the only time, and this is what. There's one off. It's a one off that Avram Avinu did near the chesed with three Malachim, who he thought were people. It's a tremendous chesed, but why is this the one story that we're told about? More than that, the Rosh Hashanah that why do we have Anna covered? Because it put in B'tzeh Leilon. And Ve'echa Pas Lechem, the Zeicha Tamon. And Ma'at Mayim, Memela Mayim is ready al Dishleach. So that Yukach no Ma'at Mayim al Dishleach. So who had we got? Klal Yisrael got it B'schus Mesh Rabbeinu through Memriv, and that's where everything went wrong. Whereas the Mon came straight Mishamayim. This is a one-off incident in Avraham Avinu's life. Vayita Ishal on the Pratim, Vayita Ishal, we saw it in Lech Lecha. So there's a musik of Avraham's Ches has been going on for 100 years, a long time. And this is the one because here he did it al Dishleach, Memela, Vibalt, this was a Yukach Ramat Maim al Dishleach, Memela, it's al Dishleach. It's interesting. Why is this one Maisa, the one Maisa? So the Akedah, Taichi says it. Avraham Avinu had been working on Midas HaChesed for a lifetime. He'd reached a certain shleimus, and now he was zeicha to Bris Milah, and he's going to be zeicha to be meiled Yitzchok. Kemuvin, there's a seder here, even though Avraham Avinu was not a musik, but he was also a musik. I'm saying, the Rash was also masking that Avraham Avinu, although he was a boss of Adam Chai V'Kayim, he was zeicha Midas HaChesed, but he was megala Midas HaChesed. And he's called Kuloi, a tzura of Midas HaChesed, which Shalal used to say, he looked at Avraham, he saw Chesed. You looked at Yitzchak, you saw Pachat. You sensed the midah just from seeing him. You saw his whole life was an expression of midos Yisbarach. Each of the others was megala something just by seeing him. You saw Yankiv, you saw Emes, you saw Torah, just by meeting him. Avraham Avinu had become something. All those Maisa Chesed, the whole Esek of his whole Chaim, had created a certain tzir that is now able to be meiled Yitzchak. The beginning told us the psukim beyond the posht of pshat, but the psukim is saying Eli tells Yitzchok ben Avraham heard Yitzchok, and Rashi says the whole chiddush here is that you have to understand Yitzchok as a tolda of Avraham. The Leitzani Ador are happy to have a Yitzchok and they can deal with an Avraham, but they can't have an Avraham holding this Yitzchok. But it's a din on its own. Shkifalach. It's a chesed. It's also okay as long as you can root the middle the way, you know, route it the way you want it to go, say that, but to have a combination of both, that's chiv. Ava plus yira is chiv. Ava without yira, life's okay. year without Ava, there's an olim of Esav, where there's plenty of space for being a very civilized and developed human being, but you don't have to connect to anything, so it's good. But to bring the two together, that's Eilat Hildes Yitzchok ben Avraham, the Chiddush is Avraham Hildes Yitzchok. The Midos Shel Yitzchok is din that comes Mikayach Chesed, whatever that is, that's Hildes. But Avraham Avinu has to become the Amud HaChesed before he can be Meilat Yitzchok. Bris Mila, Nochtem Avraham Onkum to the Shleimus von Chesed, Nochtem Edo Sugye from the full Besura of Leidus Yitzchok. Nothing's been Mikra. The Mara was to show Avraham what does Chesed look like, and that's the Tzio. Umameli Yed Prat V'Seretz Chisda, Yed Prat V'Prat is a culmination of a lifetime of Chesed. This is what Avraham Avinu looks like. And the Mara is not some story. It's a Mara. That is what his Shleimus is. Like he says, it's not just for us, for Avraham Avinu, Ger Chizuk, Tano, Vu is Ongekumen. But the Gilui and Torah for us is, Azui Zetois, Tamud HaChesed Fun. And within that, Lechem Gita Gleich, Maim Gita Al Deshliach. Not because this wasn't a story, it didn't happen before now. But this is where Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed is. His Yachas to Maim, his Andish is Yachas to Lechem. And Memela, when his Bonim Azoicha, which is Bemuhus, that they are Roy and Zakai, they have Schus of us, they have that Zakus Benavshom, that they're Roy to Anhogev Chesed, Ran Le'akovet, Mit Maim, Mit Lechem, the Monkum Klaich, the Maim Al Deshliach, the Anonymous, Mit Avisa, Anhogev Chesed, everything comes with that. Who was Avraham Avinu? That's the Chiddush of the Akedah, Ayin Shom, Shlik La'arichus, because the Akdama is talking about the Etzim Musogim of Nevuah. That's the main topic of the Shah, but within it, he says, Tuchzach, this is what he's saying, the Pshut Shal Mikra here is that this wasn't Tamara. One case where it looks maybe like a story and isn't Tamara. And Tzvein says the Mashmos of that is that the combination of a lifetime of Chesed creates a Baal Chesed. And to me, it was a massive chizuk. It's a phenomenal experience. We do maisim. We have choices, right? Yes, to pick up a guy. You do give a ride. You don't give a ride. You have a guest. You don't have a guest. When the guests come in, do you stay up to greet them? Do you not stay up to greet them? How much do you go out of your way? Whatever. There's endless maisim of chesed that we have in the nisi. Shom bayis. Chinuch, how much we misyachis to a kid. Whatever. There's Chasodim, but you do your chavrus. I allowed your chavrus. How much you mevatel this for? How much? All those are within Midas HaChesed and the bechiras, and we take each one on their own, and we sense that, okay, I passed, I failed, but if I fail, shkifarach. If I pass, it's good, but it's only one, and you know, so if I miss this one, shkifarach. But there's a cumulative effect on building who the Adam is, and Sachakul, I imagine the stories they told us in school are not quite accurate. After 120, you get upstairs and then they show you a video. And don't worry about how long it's going to take, because like in a dream, you can see things fast. And then my boy, don't worry, they'll show you the whole 120 years. How long is the interior going to take? It's going to take 120 years. So they'll show. Now I'm not sure whether they'll show a lifetime of. They'll show what we became. They'll show the Midas HaChesed, and you'll say, ouch, that's what my Maim looks like. That's what my Kemach looks like. That's what my ouch. Who we are, we're creating an Adam. We're being Yetzer through this Adam. And that's true in Chesed. It must be true in everything else. The Yush that many of us, maybe I just speak for myself, have in the Sugi of Tefillah is because, look, I went through Yeshiva and I did a good couple of years in Kodal and I still don't know how to dab. I can't. I mean, it's like one of my last conversations with Shalalia, where I said to him, you know, I just have a Baya. If I'm getting older and it's just not, you know, I'm just not mechaven and davening. It was very discouraging. He said, yeah, me also. Yeah. And I said, I mean, I'm not mechaven. He said, yeah, I mean, kavod samilas. I still don't know what he meant. If you're watching davening, I don't know what he meant, but obviously his kavod samilas, my kavod samilas, is not much the same thing. But that's because I want to get to davening. If I saw every tefillah as a way of developing a mispalel. So it might take me till 100, 120, whatever. I don't know if I get longer or not, whatever, but as far, or maybe I wouldn't get to 120, whatever I get. But when we get to Shemaim, there's how much, besides for each tefillah, and the schar for each tefillah, each brochen tefillah, each whatever, each phrase tefillah, whatever, the amilu tefillah, all the schar, but besides that, there's what it means. There's some guy who's a mispalel, Batzmusa is Oymed Lifnei Hashem when he's Mispal, and that's already a Darga, because he's become that. So besides all the Proteus, there's also Binyan Odo, Binyan of Mispal, in Dveikus and Torah, in the Yigman, in what a Kodel is. A Kodel is creating Bnei Torah. Bnei Torah, not, you know, Yeshiv Shigayis, we've done that, right? And you come, we now want to actually become Talmid Chachamim, or real. We want to be Kena, a Kinyan, a Kesha, to be people who are, the whole of Shechaim Shadalit is building up the Tzura of a person who's Dovak in Torah. It's not like a Maisa, you flit in, you flit out, day on, day off. There's a Kesha Kloli, that a person either has a Kesha with Torah, or doesn't have a Kesha with Torah. Either it's real to him, or it's not real to him. There's day by day, there's the Asmod of each Seder, the Asmod of each, whatever, each. But there's the Masmid, I don't mean the guy who learns Bel Basta. The guy who has a kesher, it's real to him, not the chiyuv of Talmud Torah that he's always opening. It's good, always learns Mishnah, it's been gavra legavra, it's gvaldig, it all counts. But there's more that this person who has a genuine interest in understanding a sugya. So out him if his svara is not right. He's willing to go back over to his nacham or learn the mashor, or muchazachan arash, but that is a kinyan benefesh. And the moment every seder is also building, our whole kesher, it just becomes so much more meaningful to see the prat. And it's Yachas to Klal, something I took out of the Akedah, there was something to share, and Shkach for the opportunity. Shkach.